Welcome to The Hitch, week 6.
Hi.
Hi.
It is day
50. Woo! I would be louder, but there's sleeping people.
Yeah, we're sitting outside.
We're sitting outside, and it's a beautiful night.
A perfect night.
The nights have been amazing. Like, yeah. Finally cool. Like, we're finally, I mean, actually, during the day, days have been hot, but it cools down at night.
Yeah, it's just so sun nice. Hot, though. Yeah, it's different than, like, the air.
But when we were here before, it was hot all the way through.
Hot as fuck. Yeah.
And hot during the night, too. So it's just nice to sit outside. But yeah. 50! Let's get back to 50.
50.
It doesn't feel like it. I mean, in some ways, feels like we've been doing this for a long time. Yeah. But in other ways, 50 is a big number.
Last week felt harder. You know, and this week it's like, wait, 50? No.
I know. That's exactly how I feel. I'm like, no, don't let it end.
We're officially less than 2 weeks.
I know.
From done.
God, I hate that thought. I hate that thought. And it's gonna be crazy busy when we get back.
Yeah.
Like, we'll just
jump right in.
Real world is gonna hit us hard upside the head.
Yeah, but it was interesting. So today we've kind of settled into a routine this week of like kind of going on an internet run and errand or exploring in the morning, and then coming back, having lunch, and like kind of having some quiet time, and then going out and just hanging out at the, you know, in the campground at the pool or whatever.
Swimming has felt so good lately.
And today I was laying in the bed about to totally drift off to sleep at 1 in the afternoon. And I was just laying there and I was thinking, you know what, if you had asked me in 50 days, like on day one, in 50 days, are you going to be totally content inside this 27-foot trailer? Or are you going to be like, I'm ready to be in something bigger, like a house?
Yeah.
You know, I think I would have said yes, you know?
Right.
Like, there are moments where it is very small, like when we're all trying to brush our teeth.
Wait, you would say yes that you were content or no?
On day one, I would have thought I wouldn't be content.
Right. Yeah,
you know, I would have been like, yeah, it's small, you know?
Yeah.
And there are times that it feels small, but like I was laying there and I was just like, I'm just so happy in here.
Yeah.
You know, and just like, it all fits. It all works.
It all works.
And
it really does all work. And yeah, it's interesting because we got burned out in Montana from the pace that we were keeping and just all the driving and everything like that. And so even here where we're not really, I mean, we're just going a few miles a day down to the city.
Yeah.
Down, you know, to do like the internet or grocery run, not far at all. I think it's like 3 miles away.
Yeah.
But even so, like I'm finding I want to retreat into the Airstream more.
Yeah.
And I don't know totally what that's all about. Like, if it's because it's like the end is coming up and I'm savoring every minute of it. Or if it's just kind of a relaxing
mode.
Well,
I mean, I think it...
Or a combo.
We've said this a few different times over the course of the last 50 days, but like, it really feels like home.
Mm-hmm.
And like this... stay in this campsite in this specific location where we have
nobody
visible trailers in front of us,
yeah.
And it's just a beautiful field
and with
like
big, beautiful mountains,
yeah,
in
and
front
we're
of
in
it.
a very quiet corner of a very busy campground, you
right.
know, and you just said it as we were coming back from doing dishes and we were like navigating around the chairs we have out front and like we have lights hanging from the awning and like you were like, this feels like the first one we've really settled into,
yeah,
you know, and so like I think we've added a level of like home to it,
right.
You know, where now we're also using the outside space because the weather is conducive.
The weather's
and
nice.
Because you're not kind of just jammed into a parking lot, you
right.
know, like some campgrounds are, even like the really beautiful one in Yellowstone was,
right.
you know, we were right
well,
next
even
to
Lyons was an incredibly beautiful park, but we were parked in
right.
a parking lot basically.
Right. But I think especially the weather being...
The weather cooling down
Yeah, the weather cooling down has changed everything. Like, the outside is part of the home now.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've grilled two of the last three meals, at least part of it, just with the grill set up on the picnic table outside. And so then, like, the three-year-old comes and hangs out while I'm cooking, you know, and it's like suddenly we have this outdoor room.
Yeah, you know? And we have put out all our chairs, and we've been, like, coming back in the afternoon just kind of sitting in the chairs or in the morning. And that is not something we've done at all this whole time, because we've either been zipping around looking at stuff, or it's just been too hot.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been running from one AC to the other. So this is really, I mean, it's hard. It's bittersweet. It's because it's like so awesome. But then because I know that the end is coming.
You really do feel the end now.
It feels melancholy and kind of like hard because but you know what? I'm trying to just soak up every minute.
Yeah.
We've had a good run here.
Yeah.
But thinking about storing Evangeline is like, no.
That is if we can find a storage place.
We haven't found a spot yet, so.
Yeah. No, it just.
But yeah, it does feel like home now. And even though the only time it feels crowded is when we're all like trying to brush our teeth at the same time.
Right. Which brush our teeth.
You know, that happens at home too. And it's like, why are we not staggering that activity?
If someone is crabby. And I think all of us have had a moment
like
this.
Yeah, we've all been there.
It feels really small.
Right.
You know, like everyone does need to be working together
and
to make this space work. And if the 3-year-old's in a mood or the 13-year-old's in a mood or if I'm in a mood or on the rare occasion that you're in a mood.
Yeah. You're in trouble for that. I'm not a monster,
no.
I swear.
It make like the space is small then, you know, but when everyone's getting along, which is most of the time, you know, it like just kind of works. Like we do have this funny little family of like a 10-year age gap between kids and like, you know, it all just works.
Yeah.
And I guess I kind of knew that, but I didn't know that. You know, at the start of this. And like,
well, we've never done anything like this for so long. So it's good to have that.
Yeah. It's a nice reminder, you know.
Well, and today I started thinking about how busy it's going to be when we get back. The kids are going to go back to school. We're going to be schlepping people everywhere. I'm going to have I already have a million appointments I have to go to. Ugh. And, you know, then there's the whole work thing. So I'm trying to keep that at bay because it's going to be madness and I don't want it, but it's going to happen and got to try to figure out.
There is a level of simplicity with this that is really nice and also just not real.
You know? Exactly. Like, it's not sustainable.
Yeah, it's not sustainable. But it also like, I mean, it feels like we've been gone for a long time and we were in the pool today and I was thinking about it and I was like, God, if we were on the road for a year, we'd still have like 315 days to go.
I know.
You know,
that
like,
would be great. I would be all for that.
Yeah, that is a scale that is just kind of staggering.
I think
though.
You would, I mean, talking about getting into routines and stuff, you would just have to develop completely different routines just so you know, and I think we've realized that. Like, you can't go full-blown vacation mode for that long, and in fact we hit a wall doing that, you know, doing too many things, and I think you'd have to try to figure, I mean, you obviously would have to try to figure out a new balance.
The 13-year-old is constantly like, I'll do it. He's ready.
What, like to do
a year? When I mentioned it, he was like, I'd do that.
I know, he seems totally ready. He's not psyched on middle school.
He's totally content. Yeah, and that's the other thing. He's not psyched on middle school.
Well, I don't know. It's good. If 50 it feels good, though, like an accomplishment, but also like, how did this happen so fast?
Yeah, that's the thing that's so weird, is it feels like
surreal.
Forever ago.
Right.
When I think about like our first night in the Wisconsin Dells, that feels like
that seems like a really long time ago.
And yet it also just feels like, wait, how did we already get to 50?
I know, but this is what aging is like too, or watching your kids grow up. It's the same damn thing.
Why don't you just stab me in
where
the heart?
You're like, wait, what? How did this happen?
Yeah,
you know, like you think about our kids and even the little one, it's like, what? I saw a woman carrying a newborn today in like a little carrier that I used to carry our little guy in. And I'm like, what? That was a while ago. You know, that was just, didn't that just happen? So, yeah, I mean, it's not just this trip. Life.
It's all going.
Goes fast.
It does.
Better stop to look around sometime. Oh, I couldn't help it. You people won't let me watch Ferris Bueller, and it's really annoying me.
Here's my fear about Ferris Bueller.
I'm so pissed off about it.
I think if I were to watch it again, I'd be like, God, that guy is just such a fucking privileged white boy.
Well, he is, but I'd still want to watch the movie again. I haven't seen it in a long time, and I just wanted to see it. That's all. And these guys keep being like, no.
What's the these guys? I'm in, but... The 13-year-old snuck it in somehow.
He watched it with my sister and her family when we were in Colorado, and then told me about it. I was like, are you kidding me? I've been trying to get you to watch that movie for a long time.
This is definitely one of the challenges of not being in internet.
Yeah.
Is the only option you have is the DVDs you brought, and we did not bring enough DVDs.
We did not bring enough or... particularly great ones.
No, well, we did leave it up to the 13-year-old to choose.
Which wasn't a lot of DVDs.
I think we had more than showed up on this trip.
I don't know what happened. He had big plans to bring tons of them, and somehow...
He didn't.
No.
But,
yeah, also today I was thinking you get kind of, like, creative with how to, like, veg your brain out or kill time when you don't have internet or any kind of connection at all.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just find myself reading random things that I find, like, anywhere, like pamphlets or whatever. But also just, like, I'm going to look through my photographs again. Right. Or I'm going to organize my phone. And I, you know, and it's, I keep thinking, like, wow, when I go, even today, I was thinking, wow, in our neighborhood at home, we can just, like, walk around and listen to podcasts and like, you know, there's no problem with an internet connection or a cell connection wherever we go. So I'm trying to be appreciative of that.
There are definitely
like, the
things
excess
like
that we normally that are, live with.
Yeah.
You know, because we don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Things like having the internet just everywhere like air will be really nice.
That will be really nice.
Not having to make the boys' beds.
Yeah.
Every night and then unmake them every morning.
Yeah, that part gets
old. I'll be okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm really over that part, you know.
Yeah. Spreading out a little will be nice.
Yeah.
When you go home, but.
Being able to not go on a hike to go poo.
Yeah,
that'll be
nice.
And right now, not having to hike. Load the dishes into the car.
Oh my gosh, people. We're orange now.
Yeah, we're in orange.
Yeah. Boop, boop.
Well, it's not flashing yet.
Alert.
We are in orange.
We only have two more days.
Two full days.
Here.
I think we've got it.
But it's, we're really having to watch what goes down the drain now. So
it's true. That's an important update before we finish up, but we should wrap.
I'm sure everyone is just riveted to the edges of their seats.
Are they going to go to red? Yeah.
Are they going to have to go to the dump station? I don't know. We'll find out. Stay tuned.
Tune in next week.
It's a cliffhanger. Will they have to maneuver their way out of this campsite? Yeah.
All right.
All right.
See ya.
Bye.
The Hitch is recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer, by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at tincanevangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please rate and review The Hitch on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and tell your friends to subscribe as well. And we'll see you on the road.